Strange Adventure.
Inspector Jonathan Hawke and Sergeant Cassidy were stretching their legs between the acts of the play Top Man. Sergeant Cassidy grinned.
Sure, and it's good to forget murder, even if only for an evening, isn't it?
Inspector Hawke glanced at his watch.
We can thank the artistry of Gregory Gates for that. He certainly is the top man, the way he carried that first act. He was on stage for nearly an hour without even a brief exit to give him an instant's letdown. He's quite an actor.
The next morning, Inspector Hawke was reading the critics' raves when Sergeant Cassidy was admitted.
Hey, hurry up, Inspector. They didn't bother to phone you from headquarters. Just told me to pick you up and get you to the scene of the murder.
What murder?
Gregory Gates. He was shot sometime after leaving the theater.
Gates had been removed from his apartment, but nothing else had been touched. The murder had taken place in the library. Two well-filled ashtrays showed that someone had been there until quite late. Inspector Hawke turned to Cassidy.
Well, there's nothing much to go on here. Have they rounded up any suspects?
Well, they're not exactly suspects, but Lieutenant Heath is talking to a couple of men who claim to have business with Gates. They're in the front room.
Hawke approached one of the two men.
What was your business with Gates, sir?
Well, I was his manager until a couple of months ago. He owed me some money and had promised to pay it after the play last night. About 9 o'clock, he phoned me, telling me to see him today instead. You've probably heard of me. I manage quite a few actors. My name is Smith, Delbert Smith.
Hawke turned to the other man, who answered without being questioned.
I'm Hugh Martin, his present manager. I took over after he and Smith broke up. I didn't see Gregory after he left the theater last night.
Inspector Hawke faced Delbert Smith.
When you tell a lie, tell one that won't trip you up, Mr. Smith. Now suppose you admit what really happened last night.
Delbert Smith flushed, then turned pale.
Say, look here, Inspector. How dare you say that I lied? You said he called you around 9 o'clock, did you not? But that is quite impossible, because he was on the stage from 8:40 until 9:30.
Smith whirled and dashed toward the window.
Grab him, Cassidy.
Cassidy's muscular arms locked around Smith's knees as both men rolled to the floor. Inspector Hawke turned to Mr. Martin.
As Gates' present manager, is it possible for you to give me any information?
Well, I know Gates owed no money to Smith, but Smith still had quite a bit of Gates' funds, which he positively refused to turn over. And that is why Gates broke with Smith and signed with me.
I see. Well, Mr. Smith, things are stacking up against you. By the time we've wrapped this up, maybe you'll decide that murder is a poor cover-up for a swindle.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Easy Does It, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.